Dennis, this is the pilot tape for the Battle of the New Sounds that I promised you. This is taped right off air, April the 12th, 7 o'clock, the first session of it. It is, I thought it'd be better just to take a complete air check rather than just make up a program for you. This is exactly the way it sounded, top and tail. It's at 7.5 IPS, and if you've got it on 15, you know darn well it's on the wrong speed by now. What's there? It's just before the 7 o'clock weather word and continues all the way through so the client can see how we roll up to it and so on and so forth. Okay, here we go.
That's the Lovin' Spoonful. It's called What a Day for Daydreams. Number 11 this week on the Fabulous 40. The time is 30 seconds past the hour of 7 o'clock in the morning.
Here's yours truly with the weather.
And the weatherman says the whole country will have a cold day with snow returning to high ground in Scotland and the north of England. Over the rest of England and Wales, there will be rain of sleet and showers. Oh, that's good. It says there will be rain or sleet showers. That's better. Easterly winds will keep temperatures below those of yesterday. Little change is expected over the next 48 hours. Everybody, welcome to the 7 to 8 portion of the Rapid Passion. If you're getting up, now is the time to do it, friends. Whippee! Thank you, alarm clock. Go, boy. And it's Battle of the New Sounds time as we continue on the Dave Cash Breakfast Program. And last week's battle, boy, what a fight it was, really. I'll tell you what happened. We haven't had a tender now for about 4 days because of the fact over the Easter holiday there was no mail, etc., 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 you see. So, therefore, we only got one batch of mail for the Battle of the New Sounds from the local area, mostly because the London mail just didn't make it. We did, however, get 734 votes. We'll probably get tons and tons of them today, you see, and it'll be no good. But, nevertheless, we'll carry on. I'll tell you what happened. It was so close that I would have liked to have seen the rest of the votes come in because of the fact that, you know, in our usual bit of having about, on the average, 5,000 votes a week, that, you know, I'm sure it would have made a more decisive decision. But this is the way it stacked up. Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels came third with 241. But they didn't lose by much. Lou Christie came second with 244. That's only three or four above it. And, ladies and gentlemen, number one, only just, with 249 votes, the Echoes. Dusty's backing group and Got to Run, baby.
Got to run, got to get away, got to run, got to get away from you. Oh, got to run, got to get away from you. Oh, oh, oh. Got to run, got to get away, got to run.
Those are the Echoes, ladies and gentlemen, and last week's winner of the Battle of the New Sounds, but only just. I would actually call it a three-way tie with only four or five votes separating them all, but that one just edged out in front with 249, being the fact that we didn't get all the mail in, due to the Easter holidays, etc., etc. So there you go. Dusty Springfield's backing group looks like they're on their way to a hit. So are the other two. So it's, you know, it's three big hits you got. What the heck? It's 5.5 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock, and Stewpot is going off today, right?
Right.
Oh, yes, he's going off today, ladies and gentlemen. He's all heft up. And what do you think of the new battle? Just take a look. Don't tell him what it is.
Oh, fantastic.
You think we might get a few real arguments going on this one?
Oh, yes. I'll smash a face in for that one.
Oh, thank you very much. Charming lad is Stuart. Let's start it off, ladies and gentlemen. This week's Battle of the New Sounds, away we go.
The Big L Battle of the New Sounds, round one.
It's the new one by Trini Lopez. I'm coming home, Cindy.
Oh, I've had seas, out in the evening breeze, sailed on ships from Mendeley to the China Seas.
It's Trini Lopez, ladies and gentlemen. The Big L Battle of the New Sounds, round one, is called I'm Coming On Home, Cindy. And I want to tell you what you have to do. First of all, give you last week's winner of the year's membership in the Big L Discotheque. And she was, ta-da-ta-da, a little fanfare there, for Miss S.A. Outrage of Dunwell Chapel and Broxted, I believe that. Is that Broxted they pronounce that? Broxted?
Broxted,
yes.
Oh, very good. Here, you know, he's English type.
Dunmo in Essex. Okay, very good. And you are the winner of the years-long membership in the Big L Discotheque. You lucky thing, you. And now this week's battle, all you got to do if you first time tuning in sort of thing, is listen to the three records we're going to play. You've heard one, Trini Lopez, the second one coming up, and then the third one, and write which one you like down. Only one, please, and on a postcard, and send to the Battle of the New Sound, 17 Curzon Street, London, W1, and from this you'll have a chance of winning a year membership in the Big L Discotheque, and you'll be able to help us pick your Fab 40. Okay, here we go with round two.
The Big L Battle of the New Sounds, round two.
How's that grab you, darling? It's the new one from Nancy Sinatra.
Oh, boy.
You came by at 2 o'clock. You should have been by.
Come back here. That's Nancy Sinatra, and it's called How Does That Grab You, Darling? And that's a Big L Battle of the New Sounds, round two, 12 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's continue with this week's battle, what say?
The Big L Battle of the New Sounds, round three.
It's the new one by the Beach Boys.
We come on the flute, John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau town we did roam, drinking all night, got into a fight.
See how the thing tells, see how the thing tells.
Those are the Beach Boys, ladies and gentlemen. That's round three this week in the Battle of the New Sounds, and also the Radio London Club Disc of the Week. It's called The Sloop, John B. The time is exactly 15 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to have a recap for you, just in case you happen to miss the first or the second tune. Very briefly, just a portion of the record so you can have a second chance to vote. And what you do, you listen to all three, all right? And then vote for whichever one you like best, either round one, round two, or round three. Put it on a postcard, please, and send it to the Battle of the New Sounds, Radio London, 17 Curzon Street, London, W1, and you have a chance to win the years-long membership in the discotheque, and also pick your Fab 40, because from your votes, we tabulate the brand new Fab 40 every week, okay? Here's a recap for you for a Tuesday morning, April the 12th battle.
The Big L Battle of the New Sounds, round one.
There's Trini Lopez.
Plenty out in the evening breeze, sailed on ships from Mendeley to the China Seas. I'm coming home, Cindy, Cindy, I'm coming on home, Cindy, Cindy, I'm coming home, Cindy, Cindy, and then I'll make you mine.
That's Trini Lopez in round one. I'm coming on home, Cindy.
The Big L Battle of the New Sounds, round two.
A new one by Nancy Sinatra. How does that grab you, darling?
You came by at 2 o'clock. You should have been by at 10. I stayed by at 3 o'clock, and I ain't coming back again. Whoa, how does that grab you, darling? How does that mess your mind? How does that grab you? Girl is leaving you behind.
that you.
Oh, yeah. That's Nancy Sinatra, round two, and how does that grab you, darling?
The Big L Battle of the New Sounds, round three.
You come on, it's Luke John B. My grandfather and me. Around Nassau town we did run. Drinking all night. Got into a fight. Well, I feel so broken. I wanna go home. Hoist up the John D. sail. See how the main sail set. Call for the captain ashore. Let me go home. Let me go home. I wanna go.
That's the Beach Boys in round three and the sloop John B. So there you go. That's the battle for this week. You make sure you vote. Don't miss out on the fun. You got a chance to win a years-long membership in the discotheques. Well worthwhile. And you have a heck of a lot of fun doing it. Okay? The time is 18 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock, and that's it for the battle.
What the? Who the?
Big L.
I'll be doing it again for you at 8 o'clock this morning, so stick around for it, won't you, friends? Back to the 540. This is number 28 this week, the sound of Freddie and the Dreamers. Up from number 34 of last week. Hey, if you got a minute there, baby.
If you got a minute, baby.
Well, that's it, Dennis. That's the whole scene for you. The battle, as was actually put out on the air, April the 12th, between 7 and 7:17 or thereabouts. By the way, which one would you have chosen?